welcome to Rebel Time Radio, December 14th, 2011. Today we have Brutal Youth, and we also have the Decay, Kitchener-Waterloo punk bands in the studio. We're going to be playing some new songs from Brutal Youth's upcoming split, so stick around. We're going to start off with Cambridge, Hole in the Ground.
Sailing's probably comes a graveyard, and it works so
That was Brutal Youth with their song Irrational Fear of Water off Spill Your Guts, which was a free album download on Death to False Hope Records. I'm sitting here today with Brutal Youth. Katie is in studio.
Hello.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
I'm not sure we can pick you up there, but...
Hi.
There we go.
Just talking to them.
Katie's the drummer, and Patty's here too. Hey, Patty.
Hi.
You're the singer.
I am the yeller.
You're the yeller.
The
on his
yeller.
Phone here is Kyle. Who's the
text messenger?
The text messenger.
Kyle's the good looking one.
He's the publicity guy and the good looking guy. It's a good combination. Hey, Kyle.
And we're missing Greg.
Yes.
If we were the Backstreet Boys, Kyle would be AJ.
What?
I don't know.
No, and, AJ was the worst.
AJ was not the worst.
He's listening right now.
Where is Greg? Is he?
He actually couldn't be with us today because he said that his face isn't good enough for the radio.
Yeah.
Says he doesn't look good enough for it, so.
That's okay. Greg's in Toronto, right? That's where he lives, so. You guys are technically a Kitchener / Toronto.
Well, we're technically a Newfoundland band who have relocated.
And of course, all three of you also played in the Class for Kids. Greg didn't, though, right?
No.
Okay.
He kind of did, though.
Actually, Greg played on both Class for Kids records, and he played with us live a couple of times, because... the other guy in Class for Kids didn't want to write guitar solos, so Greg wrote them for him.
And they're pretty damn fine guitar solos, I might add. So we're playing some songs off Spill Your Guts tonight from Brutal Youth. We're also going to be playing two tracks off your new 10-inch with the band Tightrope from Quebec.
Yes, we are going to do that.
We might possibly also play a song from Tightrope.
We should.
The Pooza song? Is that?
The Pooza song.
Apparently the greatest weekend in Quebec punk rock is Pooza Fest.
It's apparently a really good time. We wouldn't know, but...
Yeah, we weren't invited last year.
You have to invite yourself.
But we
tried.
We're going to show up this year and fight tooth and nail
it, really.
To play some songs.
Yeah. If we don't get to play this year, we're going to cry like babies until they put us on a stage.
There's no punk rock in crying. Patty.
There's no crying in punk rock.
There's no crying in punk
that
rock.
Backwards.
I'm pretty backwards, whatever.
There's plenty of crying in Brutal Youth. That's pretty much all we do.
But I'm pretty happy to have you guys here today. And we'll also have the Decay, if they show up, for the second hour of today. So everyone stick around.
I'm pretty sure they're going to show up.
I'm pretty sure. Not
I'm
all
gonna
of them.
I'm going to heckle them while they do their interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heckling comes off great on the radio.
Yeah.
So does sarcasm. It's almost like a message board. It's awesome.
The best cliches will always leave your stomach in nuance. Try to true that punch on plastic is right to every flow. But it's fantastic. I'll try those brilliant shiny eyes, and I'll try mine. It's really true, we're out of time. I won't be back again tonight. I won't be back after tonight. Last sentence. We're fucking dead in all back now. Oh fuck, last sentence.
I thought you said you weren't gonna say it.
Wish I could take it all back now. Last sentence. They're fucking dead in all back now. So fair.
I said it, not fucking taking it back.
One stupid snap decision, no regrets, no right, except maybe this one.
Your heart's a force field, mine's a prison. You stay protected for the same things that made me a victim. Poetry in all movies, enemy song, all sins written for me. One stupid snap decision, first of all I forgot the smell of your skin. So there, I said it, I'm fucking taking it all back now. Oh no, I said it, wish I could take it all back now. Oh well, I said it, can't fucking take it all back now. Oh fuck, I said it, wish I could fucking take it back. You can't give up love just because it's hopeless. Gotta hope even more. And cover your ears and go blah, 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 blah. If you're feeling low and you need reassurance, I'm always here by your side. I'm singing with you and go da, 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 da. Oh, yeah! And you're the one who said it's just another hiccup. Hold your breath and wait for better credit. Is it in a hell? My breath, I used to never study. And you held my hand and my hiccups went away. Whoa, yeah, I get by with the little hill from my friends. Whoa, yeah, I get by with the little hill from my friends.
Thanks for listening to Rebel Time Radio on December 14th, 2011. We're broadcasting live on 100.3 FM, Rogers Cable 946, on our website, soundfm.ca, so check it out. Today we have Brutal Youth in the studio. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you chose to put this out on vinyl, how it's coming out? Your first album was a free download, that was Spill Your Guts, and yeah. Is this going to be the similar thing?
Is it going to be a free download?
Yeah, along with the vinyl.
I don't think it won't be up for free. If people would like to donate some of their money to us, we would appreciate it because we worked really hard to do this and we'd like to keep doing it. But that said, yeah, I think we'll probably make it available for free at some point. Kate, do you want to talk about why we wanted to put it out on vinyl? And
I don't know. I've never been on a record before. This is the first time I've ever played on like anything ever. I've been in bands for a really long time, but I've never been on a CD or a tape or anything that's even been out online, so like putting it out on a vinyl record is pretty fucking awesome. I never thought that I'd ever really get that opportunity because, I don't know, I guess it's becoming more popular again, but...
Because it was so expensive, we thought, what, yeah. let's just spend all of our money on trying to put out a record.
You just got a $100 bill popping out of your pants there, guys.
Out of our collective
pants. Yeah. Oh yeah, check your collar there. There's some money. I guess you guys have a lot of money playing the punk rock.
This goose isn't golden.
Back to your point though about being on a record. Well, it's good, you know, to get on vinyl because the CD will disintegrate in about 10 years. So, you know, you could be like, "Oh, I was on a CD," and you go to show it to your kids, and it won't be there. So vinyl apparently lasts a really long time. But I'm glad you're putting it out on vinyl because I prefer to buy vinyl. over anything else these days. So if I buy anything, it is the recession.
Really, we just wanted to create something elitist and cool so that when people had it, they could laugh at their friends who didn't. That was the main point.
So it's see-through and probably green or something, right?
Yeah.
There will be black ones, there will be green ones, and there will be lavender ones.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's like a retirement savings, collector's items.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you get all three, you can become a hundredaire.
You put the colors together and it makes a new color.
That's right.
I'm not sure. It depends on what color the vinyl is.
Black?
Probably black.
And is this album coming on a label? Is it self-released between Tightrope?
It's coming out on a label. It's coming out on a label based out of Guelph. A friend of ours, Doug, is putting it out. It's going to be the first vinyl that he puts out. And his label's called My Fingers, My Brain.
I think they're putting out a tape for Stay Home, Friends of Ours from London.
Yeah, they're doing a Stay Home tape.
Cool.
They've got a bunch of stuff, actually. They've got a website coming up soon, so hopefully you'll be able to stay more informed as to what they're doing. But you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter for now.
Cool, and you've already released one song called The Postman, and I guess it's a song about your grandfather?
Yeah, no the, it's just Postman.
Just Postman?
Yeah. I hope you didn't say that last week.
I'm very wrong. Sorry. I didn't say it last week.
Then why'd you say it this week, Phil? We put out a song called Postman.
Killing me here, Patty. Killing me.
That's all right, you can edit it all out later.
Is it The Brutal Youth or just Brutal Youth?
It's the. It's not the.
The?
You're pronouncing it wrong.
Fuck.
Postman.
But yeah, you released the song. And do you want to... I'm not going to play it because I played it on last week's show, as you mentioned.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
anyone who's hearing about it for the first time now is going to be stuck in wonderment.
No, because they're going to go to rebeltimerecords.com and download the podcast and listen to it.
Oh, I see.
Or go to your Bandcamp page.
So you're plugging your old podcast.
I am. So do you want to talk a bit about that song? And also, if you want to maybe talk about the songs we played last, which was So What, So Buttons, and
yep.
We Need to Talk. You can, all three of those songs, you can explain what they're about.
Sure.
Just put you on the spot.
So What, So Buttons was a song about being isolated and separated from my friends and not being in the best of spirits. And a lot of people wrote me and just helped me get through a tough time, so it's an ode to friendship. We Need to Talk is the breakup song, and Postman is a song about my grandfather. He passed away a little while ago, and I wrote this actually just before he passed away, but it was just about, well, he had Alzheimer's, and I hadn't seen him in about 4 years, and I had finally made the decision that I was gonna go to see him in the hospital. And he died before I had the chance. So that was why that song was particularly special.
You've been described as a Kid Dynamite kind of band. almost directly. 80s hardcore, fun, fast, juvenile, nostalgic. I always take these risks pronouncing words I can't pronounce on the radio. No, these are just stuff I was reading some of the reviews for your record and wanted you to maybe describe yourselves and what you thought of.
If I may.
You may, Kyle.
The really funny thing about this is that musically, I really find it funny how we apparently have like this Kid Dynamite sound, because anytime I've ever been hanging out with the guys in this band, we've never... listen to Kid Dynamite. We've never, like, I didn't grow up saying, man, like, Kid Dynamite, like, that's my favorite band. Like, I never listened to that band. Like, I never cared for them. And I mean, like, even though, like, a lot of this is Patty's vocals and stuff, like, I've never seen Patty listen to Kid Dynamite. I've gone through this guy's iPod, like, 100 times over the past 3 or 4 years that I've known him. And it's never been there. Like, you know, we listen to Weird Al and Green Day and, like... You know, like what do you listen to? Like Gray Area?
I also don't.
Gray Area. I like 7 Seconds. I do like Kid Dynamite. I like Paint It Black too.
They're good bands, but they were never at a point where we're like, we should start a band. We should sound like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure between the four of you, you have many influences.
Yeah.
So, but
it was never a direct rip off, though, is what I'm trying to say. Like, in any other band I've had, like, there was direct influences and direct things I was trying to go for. And I don't think we ever tried to do that with this band.
Yeah. That being said, I think Kid Dynamite are a great band, and I'm always really stoked when people compare us to them, because they're fantastic. Yeah. Like, they're really good.
It seems to work. In the internet punk world, it's kind of, you attach Kid Dynamite to something, and all of a sudden you have a bunch of people actually give a shit.
Everyone gets pegged as a band that does this kind of thing, and
it's just easier. Makes sense. Yeah, it's easier.
At least when we're pegged as a band that we think really sucks.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Patty, do you want to play something off the new record now or later? I can play maybe Tears in My Eyes, which was a B-side off the new record. Or we can play something new.
You can play Tears in My Eyes. You can play. I think we've got Tightrope queued up over there, so I wouldn't want to flip the record right now.
Okay, why don't we play Tears in My Eyes first? And then we'll play Tightrope right after.
Yeah.
And do you want to talk a little bit about this band?
Tough Justice.
I guess they're an 80s hardcore band from out east.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they your uncles?
Newfoundland
fathers,
legends.
Mothers?
Everyone in Newfoundland aunts? Is related. So
yeah,
yes.
Everyone in Newfoundland is our uncle.
Are they from Dildo Bay?
They are both uncles and aunts to us.
Excellent.
At the same time.
So why did you guys decide to cover this song?
Kyle and I really like Tough Justice, and a couple of them are friends. And mentors. They're old punks, so they've been around for a long time. They were always really supportive. They were really nice guys. And it's a fabulous song. So when we were recording our songs for the split, we wanted to do a cover, and we thought we should do something local to us and try and promote a band that we thought was cool, and we went to their shows, and so this was the one that we went with.
There's no crying in punk rock!
My eyes get out at the front. We've gone through all the reasons we can't do this anymore. not sleep on, wondering where we went wrong. It's not an easy thing to say. Oh, I know I'm thinking straight. Now I lose no sleep on, wondering where we went wrong. It's not an easy thing to say. Oh, I know I'm thinking straight. So I lose no sleep on, wondering where.
We just heard Tightrope. We don't know the name of the song, and we don't know if we are allowed to play it because we fucked it up and had it on the wrong track. But it wasn't my fuck up, was it, Patty?
That was my fault. I said it was the last song, and it was actually the second last song we were supposed to play. So apologies to Tightrope if they're upset about that.
There's no crying in punk rock, just lots of mistakes.
But it was a really good song, so
it was amazing.
Fantastic. So like,
why wouldn't they want people to hear that? But
so
maybe
sorry,
they do.
Guys.
We will get in touch with
They've
them.
They played it live before, so I'm sure it's not that big.
Now it's public domain. You can just sell that, use that, whatever. Anyway, and we played Heartsick. Do you want to talk a little bit about that song, Kyle?
What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. How do you feel about that song, Heartsick? It's kind of a slower song.
I really like it. I don't think that we did the best of job recording it because I think that that song, lyrics and backups and writing of all it was done literally like all in the same hour.
Yeah, we wrote that song the night before we recorded it.
So it was a very rushed song, but I really like the lyrics to that song. I think the lyrics are like really spot on. But as to what it's about...
I like when you guys perform that live. It kind of changes up your set a lot. And Caitlin, obviously you recorded this album, the drums. Do you want to talk a little bit about the recording process between this first album, Spill Your Guts, and your 10-inch? And I know you guys just recorded 19 more songs. So do you want to talk a little bit, as a drummer, kind of the recording process? How difficult is your band to work with? Things like that.
Yeah, sure. It's really funny that you said that because we just spoke about how... I wasn't playing drums on Spill Your Guts about 15 minutes ago. So as for my experience with drumming on the first album, it wasn't much of an experience at all. I don't know. I guess comparing, like, I don't know, when we were recording the 10-inch to the 19 new songs we recorded a couple of weekends ago, I mean, hasn't really been that much time in between. It was a little bit... less stressful the second time around because, like I said earlier, I'd never been on a record before. It was sort of strange recording. I didn't know, like, I don't know, just being sort of isolated and everyone sitting there watching me and actually being able to hear every little note that I play was a little bit intimidating. But yeah, the second time around, it was definitely a little bit easier. It was difficult because we didn't start the recording process for those 19 new songs we recorded until about midnight. So I was playing drums until 6:30 a.m., I guess. And I'd just been drinking energy drinks all night and was sort of fucked up on energy drinks. But we got it all done, and it seems like every time we do it now, every time we record it, it's getting a little bit easier. So
cool. I'm officially really confused. I totally thought you played on that album.
Nope. That was me.
And I thought it was just like that one song that you didn't record on. But and I guess there's no news about when these new recordings are coming out, right? Because you haven't even put out your 10-inch yet.
No. You know, the real problem is money. If we had money, we'd have lots of things and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, having friends
things
and good...
Things and stuff.
Yeah. Having stuff and things and friends and writing songs is all really easy.
But, I mean...
We'd be surrounded by gorgeous men. We'd have fondue fountains.
So, are you doing things like SoCan, trying to kind of get at any avenue where you can get some money as a band? You know, whether it's getting the $75 performance fees from certain venues or having a radio...
No, we don't roll like that.
Motherfucker, this is a punk band. Yeah.
No, a lot of punk bands make a lot of money. I don't know. There seems to be a myth, but a lot of American bands are making tons of money. Like it's, no, I mean, or they were.
It's not because we're a punk band. It's because we're a lazy band.
Yeah, but you know, once you start getting that money, you don't really have anything to write about. People always wonder, man, why'd that band get so crappy? It's like, because they got money. It's like, they had nothing cool to write about.
But I do think we have to remember that getting money just means covering your costs, right, in the punk world. Or coming back with, like, a grand for a six-week tour. And, like, so I'm not talking, like, big money. And obviously...
Six-week tour with $2,000, $4,000 in debt? Yeah.
Yeah, it's... But I know... I mean, that's not what you guys are going for. That's not really what most of the bands we play are going for.
I would... gladly accept money if someone gave it to me. I'm not above taking people's money. That's not at all what we're trying to say. We're just lazy. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, you guys are pretty lazy, but not when it comes to writing songs and playing shows, because you're one of the most hardworking bands around. You just recorded a 10-inch and you already have a new recording with 19 songs. You've played a lot of shows in Southwestern Ontario since you've gotten here. Even with your old band, the Class for Kids, you did a really long tour in Europe. You toured Canada multiple times. So you're out there working a lot. I don't want to sell you guys short. I do think you deserve lots of money. It's just, it's really hard for bands to figure out even where money's going to come from. You know, should we sell our digital stuff? Should we sign up for SoCan? Should we claim our expenses on our income taxes? There's all these kind of things that don't traditionally mix well with the punk underground scene, right? So it's a hard balance.
Well, it's just tough to figure out what to do and how to do it. It's
there are definitely lots of loopholes too, but you know, the best loophole is just having your friends come out. Like, if you want to know my best way of like getting paid at a show is just like make good friends. You know, make friends with cool bands. Just have fun. You know, you'll probably make your gas money, and you'll probably go home thinking I had a great time.
And that's really what I think the Canadian punk scene is known for and why it works. I think that's what bands are doing across the country so that they can tour. You guys know that more than anyone. I'm going to switch topics a little bit, kind of talking about St. John's, Newfoundland punk scene compared to the Kitchener-Waterloo, Toronto scene, London. And I'm going to go start with Katie and then Patty and Kyle and just kind of talk about maybe like favorite venue you've played and why, or some bands, or just some good experience from a certain town from around here. It can be Kitchener, too.
Sure. It was definitely strange at first moving here because, I don't know, the music scene in St. John's is pretty vibrant. Not that it isn't here, but I don't know. We've got an entire street dedicated to... George Street. I don't know. How many bars is it? 67 bars?
I don't know the exact number. It fluctuates.
Something crazy like that.
Every night another one goes under.
So it's... there's always music going on, whether it's, Irish bands or, you know, like punk rock bands or, you know, indie bands. Like, it's just like there's always stuff going on. So any night of the week, you could go downtown and walk into a bar and there's probably at least one or two really awesome bands playing. So, yeah, that was definitely cool, just, you know, like, getting home from our tour, I guess the summer before last, when we came back from Europe, basically every single night before we moved to Ontario, I was downtown watching bands, like, whether it was a Tuesday or a Saturday, it was the exact same thing. So that's really awesome about St. John's, and generally everyone's very supportive of one another. It's a pretty tight-knit music scene. But a couple of bands, I guess, that I really like in St. John's. A bunch of my friends play in a band now that's, they've just broken up. They were called I Was a Skywalker. And they were sort of like, I don't even know what to call them.
Sound a lot like Kid Dynamite.
They sounded a lot like Kid Dynamite. We accidentally wrote one of their songs one time, actually. Pat made up this riff, and I was like, dude, that's an I Was a Skywalker song. So, they were really good. I also really liked this band called Icebreaker. The guy who sings in that band, his name is Chris Hamlin. He's one of the most talented human beings I've ever met in my entire life. He's a super awesome dude, and he writes incredible music, and he's a great performer, and I love watching them play. Every single time they do, there's holes in the ceiling afterward, and there are people bleeding, and their shows are always great. So
David Butler hiding in the corner.
David Butler is singing awesome songs in the corner.
Now, what about Ontario?
Ontario, I don't know what it is about Ontario. I love it here. I was really concerned when I moved here because it was totally new for me. I lived in the same house my entire life until I moved here. I lived in my parents' basement. So moving away from all the friends that I'd grown up with and being away from home was really bizarre at first, just because I'd never really experienced anything aside from that before. So just getting used to like meeting new people and everything like that was sort of strange, but everyone was really welcoming. It wasn't hard to make friends here at all. Everyone's been really supportive of the band, and people always come out to our shows. And there are some great bands here, too, that I really love. There were a couple, actually, that recently went on a tour out east and went to St. John's and played with a few of my friends' bands. And they've actually kept in contact, and I see them writing on each other's Facebook walls now, which is kind of funny. But the bands were The Mighty Atom and Life in Vacuum. Yep. They just went out there, yeah. They're both really great bands. I love them.
Yeah, those Sasha and those guys do a lot for the local scene, so it's mm-hmm. it's really good. Patty, do you want to talk about kind of your experience between St. John's and KW?
You know, I think that both places, everywhere I go, there's a scene, and everyone's really interested, and everyone's really dedicated. Some have more members than other, but I don't feel like anyone is less committed. I really like St. John's. I really like the people there. I found it difficult to break into at first, but that could have been for reasons that were outside of myself. But now that I know everyone's really super cool. Anytime I go back, everyone's really friendly. Anytime I see anyone who's on tour, it's great. I also really like the scene here. We've made a lot of friends. There's a lot of great bands. Yeah, anywhere I go, I find that people who are into punk rock really love it. Doesn't matter how many, how large or how few.
Cool. Yeah, you guys seem to really fit in Kitchener-Waterloo, so it's good to have you here. Kyle, you want to talk about that?
The way I feel about it, I totally agree with Patty. There's a scene everywhere. You know, I really like everybody in every town that goes to shows and they want to do something. But, you know, there's always like these really key people that are doing things and have been doing things forever, you know. I mean, like, in my hometown, like, I think that, like, two guys that really, like, keep it together are, like, Rob Ford and Michael Phillips. Those guys are, like, go-to guys that will continuously.
This is back in St. John's.
Yeah. They will, man, like, any band, like, you know, they've played in so many bands. They've done so much. They're great support. And I feel that those guys are kind of spearheading, like, everything for any kind of punk rock and hardcore type of event or something like that that's happening.
They've definitely given the scene its longevity.
In the Fogtown hardcore scene, like, they've done that. There's so much going on there, and it's great. With Ontario, I feel like in Kitchener, I feel it's a little too spread apart. I really wish that I knew more people or could do more than what I do actively in this community. But in Ontario, you know, like in London, the Dude Ranch, the Stay Home guys, they have such a great house venue there, and they are so great, and they have so many great bands showing up. And they, you know, Toronto's the same way. Toronto is fantastic. You know, like I got a lot of love for so many bands in Toronto, so many of the people that come out venues like the Bovine, like Deanna at the Bovine. I've never met anybody nicer than her. So
cool.
That's.
I know you hang out at Pirates Cafe a lot, and they host a lot of shows.
Yeah, totally. That place is great.
Yeah, so they're giving a bit of a home again to kind of a consistent home to some punk music in town, which is really great. That's kind of always been the problem with KW, is having that. We've always had venues, but they always change all the time, so it's hard to create kind of a home, and the cafe seems to be working out really well. Yeah. We don't have a song lined up here. Patty, do you want to...
Let's just...
we're playing the test pressing,
just
so...
Just put it on a random spot, Phil, and let's just play whatever song we get.
It better not be Postman.
So don't put track 5 on.
All right, it might be Postman.
That wasn't random at all. You know, you've got a clue.
All right, we're going to play a random song off this beautiful green collector's elite vinyl test pressing that one day will sell for $13 on eBay. It's going to be wonderful.
13. Between 13 and 25.
And we did have the Decay just show up. We're going to do one more round of questions,
Tyler,
with
I'm
Brutal Youth.
Your entire interview.
And then we'll hammer the Decay with lots of really hard questions they probably don't want to answer. It's going to be awesome.
They're already hammered.
Yeah, they might. No. They're not street punk anymore. They're not hammered.
Oh.
I was just kidding.
That's right. They're challenging your cred, dude.
Here's Brutal Youth off their new 10-inch split with Tightrope.
Random song.
It hasn't come out yet, and it's a random song. Time Radio. We have the Decay here. They're going to do the next hour interview. We got two bands tonight, just because I thought I'd make it really hard and confusing and have lots of people in the studio. Patty, do you want to talk a bit about the two songs we just played off the new record?
Yes, I do. We just played Glass Houses and then Living with Ghosts. And the first song is about dealing with when people say things that sort of shatter your confidence and picking yourself up, or having trouble picking yourself up from that, And the second song is Living with Ghosts, and it's about conflict and issues that you have in your life that you can't seem to forget about no matter how hard you try. Things that keep you up at night, things that when you think about them you have panic attacks, just that kind of...
A weight that won't leave.
A weight that you can't lift.
Good way to put that.
Yeah. Something that haunts you.
Cool. And now we got about just a couple more minutes with Brutal Youth here. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Labrador City, just because it's probably the only time I'll have someone from Labrador City in studio. And Kyle has now resorted to making fart noises with his hands. I love you, Kyle. And Labrador City, land of hardworking people.
It's home of the big land.
That's right. I have Wikipedia, Patty.
Is that what... Is
I know
that,
these
I
things.
Didn't even know that. Is that what they called it?
It's home of the big land.
Home of the hardworking people?
Land of hardworking
land
people.
Land of hardworking
Is that why you left?
Yes, because I'm so lazy.
Now, there's only about 7,000 people there, and
you're still Wikipediaing, aren't you?
No, I actually took notes from Wikipedia.
Oh, I see.
So I don't need that middleman anymore.
Right.
Just initially, and there's a Walmart. And
there
so
is.
It's
yeah.
a bit of a regular town, right? Like there's a mining company.
We
and
got our
North
first
company.
Walmart 3 years ago. McDonald's came to town in 2001.
We got real excited.
Oh, man. No, it was 99. Yeah, people were stoked on McDonald's. They ran out of hamburgers when they opened.
That's probably a common thing, though. Like, because it's... Would you say it's a pretty isolated city, or...
I would say it's a very
it's
isolated
very isolated.
City.
So yeah,
it's
that
seven,
would make
it's
sense.
It's 7 hours on a dirt road to the nearest town. Yeah.
Wow. Makes touring kind of hard, eh?
It's difficult to tour as a Labrador City band. It's difficult to get shows as a Labrador City band.
Now, I know one band there. They're called Eight Arms Ready.
Yes.
But they haven't updated their social media for a while.
Do you want to know what's funny
while.
About
what's
those guys? The first time that Brutal Youth played as a band was with like two of those guys and my brother and me at a variety show in Labrador City. Before Brutal Youth was a band... That happened.
And you guys sold crafts.
And we sold arts and crafts. No, we didn't sell anything.
Now,
I got beat up.
The city is...
That is true.
It's actually not very old.
A Christian guy.
The city was founded in the 1960s.
Yes, it was. I think 63.
Was anyone there before that, or...?
There were moose there.
There were moose. And
caribou.
So what? How long were you there for, like, growing up...
I grew up there, we moved there before I started kindergarten even. Yeah, I don't know, I think my parents have been there 20 years now.
And are they employed by the Iron Ore Company of Canada?
They're not, no. My dad's a teacher and my mom is a secretary at the rec center, the recreation center.
Cool, and I just noticed that the population's been declining. Quite a bit.
Yeah, it sucks.
So is it a dying city like Mackenzie or Prince
you know what?
George
it's the industry is mining. So it when the mining industry booms, then the population booms, and when there's a dip, the population dips because people lose their jobs, and that's sort of how it goes.
But we've been in the studio with Brutal Youth today. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man.
Any last words?
Oh, God. That was good enough. The last word question is always the worst. I don't know. For anyone who might interview me in the future, don't ask how it was recording Spill Your Guts, because I didn't play on the record. That's all I have to say.
We got a show coming up this weekend. We're playing with Teenage Head and The Rotten. So if anybody listening in this town would like to come say hi and hang out with us, like you can come check us out there.
Kyle will give you a kiss.
That's right. It's 19 plus, $16. Teenage Head, The Rod, and Brutal Youth at Fat Cats, 101 Hazel Glen Drive, Kitchener, and doors are 8 p.m. That's right. I'm on the ball.
You certainly are.
And I can cut and paste. And Patty, any last words?
I had some, and then you blew me away with your knowledge.
Thanks.
I can't even remember. Oh, yeah.
I almost got a degree.
I wanted to say hi to our friends in School Damage and our friends in Tightrope. If they're listening, and if they're not, then they're jerks and fuck them. So
I would like,
it's either a hi or a fuck you, whichever.
Whoa.
I'd like to say hello to Fowler's Fury because I miss them a lot. I really like my Suicide Machines hoodie back.
we're going to play them right now, Fowler's Fury.
That's perfect because that's how I like to be sent off when I go to the Mahone show in 5 minutes.
That's right. The Mahones are playing at the Starlight tonight.
True.
be on the lookout at Orange Monkey and Encore Records for the Tightrope Brutal Youth split 10-inch, which is coming out pretty soon.
On My Fingers, My Brain Records.
Out of Guelph, Ontario. And thanks for coming. It was a pleasure, and we'll see you again.
Thanks.